Hey everybody, and welcome to another edition of the BA Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all. We're here each and every day, and we continue to grow exponentially with your help by paying you forward. Please continue to do so. We appreciate your support. Today's episode will be around 30 minutes, and I'm going to revisit and continue in our series of the Complete Guide of Natural Medicines, featuring in this episode yet another old friend, business constituent, Michael King from Vitality Herbs and Clay. Many times in years past, been a guest on my show, many years of doing business with him in many capacities, still as a client, and they still buy my kelp as an ingredient. A few of Michael King's products. One of the products I want to talk about today, which my kelp is not in, is ormolite clay and how it opens the heart and nourishes the soul, which plays into the subjects we've talked about of recent note also, meditation and mindfulness, and continuing to talk about workouts for geriatrics as it pertains to overall health, food for mind, body, and the soul. Physical food and water for sustenance, but more ethereal as well, incorporated into our subject matters there. So lots and lots to get into the episodes today for 30 minutes. So I'm going to segue right in and start with talking about the amazing product, one of the many that I've taken for years within the entourage mix of Michael King's sacred clay products, ormolite clay. And the initial experience from taking ormolite begins with a calm, centered, energizing effect that flowers into a more open-hearted, general sense of well-being and excellent accoutrement to what we've been talking about with the meditation and hydration. Also subjects that I've talked about with Michael King on my shows in years past. The discovery of ormolite and its properties, it's actually nestled deep within the pristine mountains of the Cascades in southern Oregon, not far from Crater Lake, where sacred clay was also discovered, a region long believed to hold keys to health and rejuvenation. An unusual deposit of clay was indeed discovered. It is as far, if it wanted to be found at the right time, and it's in a way that would ensure that its true purpose would be understood and made available to the world. Were it not for a series of unusual circumstances that led to its discovery, this small vein of gray-black clay may have gone unnoticed or unrecognized for its true benefits in the restoration of physical health, the healing of traumas, relief from anxiety, and the calming of the mind, and the balancing of erratic and hyperactive energy. Ormolite clay opens the heart and nourishes the soul. A lot of this is from Michael King's newsletter. I'll be interjecting where I'm not quoting verbatim, as I'm a recipient of his newsletter, have been for years. The discovery of ormolite and its properties, nestled deeply within the pristine mountains of the Cascades of southern Oregon, as we said in the opening, in the unusual circumstances, the discovery itself is scouting a piece of property for resources back in 2006, a source of light-colored clay of an unknown variety was unearthed. Upon requesting another sample of this clay, a second dig was made a few days later. When the searching party drilled only a foot away from the previous dig, they unveiled a thin vein of a rich, dark gray clay that appeared almost black in places when it was wet. Being also dotted with the occasional beads of deeper black colorations, the clay was eventually dubbed the black clay, only to be changed later to ormolite, as its naturally occurring M-state ormus properties became more deeply understood. Continuing verbatim from Michael King's article, checking out the site for myself several days later, I tested the clay with the best analyzation equipment available to me at the time, my palate. A small piece of the clay was eaten, and within a few seconds it became obvious that there was something unusual about this clay. A second bite confirmed it. The clay held an unusual ability to expand the aura, clear the vision, and relax the mind. Were it not for the long-term scientific bent of my good friend Ted and his patient persistence for 6 months in suggesting I look into some of his special waters, I would not have understood the true significance of the experience I was having with this clay. Exploring Ted's impressive array of waters and traps and charging devices gave me an orientation to a field of science that spoke to a deep place within my soul, the science of alchemy. I felt its significance more than I understood it. Grandpa Bill interjects, ditto. Verbatim continuing, the black clay stood out as a symbol to me of what this part of the science of alchemy strives to create, mana. Yet with this clay, no special processes or chemical alterations are needed to be made. No deep alchemical metaphors had to be deciphered. No heat or concentrations had to be applied. This was just clay, right from the ground, unaltered, other than milling it into a convenient powder. The ormolite experience, the initial experience from taking ormolite clay, begins with a calm, centered, energized effect that flowers into a more open-hearted, gentle sense of well-being. After 2 to 15 minutes, if you have taken what would be a normal dose for you, and since everyone is different, this may be anywhere from 1 to 3 or more of the small scoopers, 1/32nd to 3/32nds of a teaspoon, or 0.17 to 0.5 milliliters that are provided with the ormolite. You may notice that lights appear brighter, colors appear richer and more colorful, and plants appear more alive. These are typical experiences that take place when the heart opens. It is not too far from or different from the experience of being in love with someone. This is where the phrase looking at the world through rose-colored glasses actually came from. Several highly intuitive individuals have commented about their findings with respect to ormolite, myself included. Each of them has said that ormolite opens the entire energy field at once. Hormonal balance seems to be enhanced. Pineal function, we talked about the pineal gland the other day at the show, appears to be noticeably improved. The pineal gland produces its own natural form of melatonin, and the pituitary produces its own natural form of human growth hormone, or HGH. This may explain the increased vividness of dreams, deep restful sleep, and a more rapid turnaround in health conditions observed by those taking ormolite. Again, myself included, I'm a client of this product. The left and right sides of the brain seem to communicate better. Creativity increases, problems are less stressful. Low energy is picked up. Hyperactive energy is calmed down, and it appears as though the energetic systems of the body move forward to optimal, balanced functioning. Similar kinds of experiences have since been reported by many since the ormolite has been offered to the public. Some health improvements reported are surprisingly dramatic, while other reports were common, being that of balanced energy and a greater sense of well-being. Some have reported noticing a surprising amount of energy and positive expansions with the first dose, while others have not felt any effect until several doses have been consumed within an hour's period or over the course of 2 to 3 days. There are usually those that need four times as much Novocaine for dental work, for example. Most, however, find a comfortable daily dose at 1 of 3 scoops per day in water or a smoothie when at least some ormolite is taken just before bed. A deeper, more restful sleep with more memorable dreams tends to follow. What is ormolite? A naturally occurring source of Angstrom Elements Ormus. Ormolite is a clay with the experience of one that is naturally rich in Angstrom elements. To qualify as an Angstrom element, it must contain atoms of a mineral or metal in a state of one or two atoms separated by at least four angstroms from any other element or molecule. Angstrom elements are also referred to as Ormus M state monatomic elements. Ormolite, being a naturally occurring angstrom element containing clay, also possesses the beneficial properties of a natural clay, with all its complex of minerals, detoxifying powers, electromagnetic influences, and other properties common to clays. Clays like water, air, and sunlight, or clay itself, is most originally nourishing and healing resources given to us by nature. Ormolite may be the most potent source of naturally occurring ormus known so far. While the ormus contest is untested due to the cost of such a test costing over $100,000, the feel and the effect of ormus in ormolite is unmistakable for those familiar with the science. Ormolite is an unadulterated clay source containing naturally occurring angstrom elements, M-state ormus angstrom elements. Angstrom elements improve hormone balance, increase meridian chi flow, and increase intuitive insights, improve sleep, reduce stress, and assist in the manifestation of dreams and desires by magnifying its intention. After hearing almost daily now since making the products available to the public about the personal testimonials of people whose health and energy levels have improved, we feel the Ormolite is a resource source from Mother Nature that deserves to be made available to those seeking to move forward and seeking a forward motion in their lives. It is one of those right place, right time resources that are here to help us move forward into an upcoming golden age of peace, cooperation, and commitment to the common good. Life on the planet is changing fast. The old is passing away and the new is quickly emerging. Sacred clay and ormolite clay are two gifts from nature able to support us in making the necessary shifts in sync with the changes as they are happening. What is the advantage to a naturally occurring ormus product? Other ormus products usually require an alkalizing agent, usually lye, and an acid, usually citric acid, vinegar, phosphoric acid, muriatic acid, and those types, or magnets or boiling in lye and firing process to concentrate the angstrom elements out of salt water, seawater, salt, volcanic roots, spring water, gold, and other sources. Since these processes are included by man artificially, and they are induced by him artificially, altering the original source material unnaturally, they can give and incorporate imbalanced quantities to the final product. Concentrations of all kinds are inherently imbalanced due to the absence of the partners left behind. Our bodies must compensate for the missing ingredients somehow in an effort to rebalance the concentrated substance. Naturally occurring sources are formed by nature and incorporate over 5 billion years of natural wisdom in their making. They are inherently balanced without processing. Which angstrom elements are in ormolite? Answers are unknown due to the expanse of determining the quantity of single atoms in a source material. This test has not been performed. Yet common sense tells us that due to the fact that it is a clay, a broad spectrum of minerals exists within the clay, and therefore the variety of elements within the clay have likely encompassed minerals.
Thank you.
Okay. Just a little pause there for a second, trying to catch up with some further notes. How does Ormolite work in the body? Continuing. Ormolite works in the body. Simple nourishment with the angstrom elements provides food for the entire endocrine system, thereby promoting greater hormone balance, enhanced energy, which is adrenal support, reduced stress, more serotonin, better sleep, active melatonin production, greater spiritual receptivity, pineal activation especially, increased youthfulness, pituitary activation, and a more developed intuition, a more open heart. Being able to move freely throughout the body due to their minuscule single atom-sized angstrom elements are immediately bioavailable to nourish the cells right at the cellular level where anything is going to be its most effective or effective at all. Ormolite is soothing to the spirit and increases compassion due to an opening of the heart energy. Ormolite aids in the manifestation of dreams and desires due to its assistance in concentrating attention, reducing inner noise, and therefore improving focus for the tasks at hand. Based on the observed effects of Ormolite on plants, it appears that it improves the DNA pattern of the plant's base constitution, resulting in a healthier, insect and disease-repelling plant. How do you take Ormolite? One scoop, 1/32 of a teaspoon. Scoop provided with each order 1 to 3 times a day in water, food, or drink. Some require more than one dose. 2 to 5 scoops a day is not uncommon. Others, more sensitive, require no more than a scoop or less. Everyone's different. Ormolite is the strongest within the first 3 hours and continues to provide uplifting through diminishing benefits. Over the course of 3 days, a second or third serving is cumulative in its effect, lifting the experience further. How does Ormolite taste? It is almost tasteless in a few ounces of water, although the powder on the tongue has a noticeable clay-like taste. Can I give Ormolite to my child? Yes, Ormolite has shown to help the child focus, perform better in school, improve mood swings, calm overactivity, settle in the spirit, and improve sleep. Now why? Why is the earth giving us this gift at this time in the history of mankind? The world's waking up to a greater harmonious living. We are drawing together as a society more and more each day. Ormolite helps us stay focused on our true purposes in life, helps us to remain more centered amidst the chaos of modern living and global events. It helps us to become more intuitive and more available for the more important things in life, like being present with your partner, your children, and following your passions. My friend Michael King continues to be a life enrichment consultant, a natural intuitive, a researcher of natural's and nature's most powerful healing resources the world over, the author of Detoxify, Nourish, and Build, 3 Essentials for Vibrant Health, the Vital Health News Updates, which I just quoted from, a periodic newsletter documenting the most life-building natural resources on the planet, The Blessing Transformation, and the co-author of Life Chats with Oversoul, another topic we've discussed, he and I, on my show, on an ongoing dialogue designed to gain clarity and direction while navigating the immense changes going into the new era. Michael is also an advocate of sustainable gardening, environmental responsibility, and an architect of ways to increase global food production. Talking a lot more about Michael and his products. He's part of the Direct to the Manufacturer program. The BH sales code is always in effect. If you are interested in participating, let them know that by mentioning BH sales, and you can get a hold of me in the archives or at the live shows via the message board at Spotify Radio. If you want to participate in the advocacy program or have an interest in joining our intuitive groups, I'm going to end this session of Mentor Moments in the Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour for today right here, just shy of 20 minutes. Bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Peace, everybody.